This is Morning Edition on KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. One of the 10 largest natural gas fields in the country is here in Arkansas. It's worth billions of dollars, so why is the energy company that has extracted gas from the Fayetteville Shale for years now selling its assets? Arkansas Public Media's Daniel Breen has a look.
Since 2004, Texas-based Southwestern Energy has been extracting natural gas from the Fayetteville Shale play. But now the company is selling all of its assets in the region to the smaller Oklahoma City-based Flywheel Energy. Once the deal closes, Flywheel will have by far the largest stake in the shale play, a 500-foot thick layer of sedimentary rock about a mile underground, laden with natural gas. Flywheel declined an interview until the sale is finished, but Talk Business and Politics reports the deal is worth nearly $2.4 billion. The Fayetteville Shale spans 5,800 square miles in north-central Arkansas. Most of the gas wells are concentrated in five counties, and right in the middle of it is Clinton, a small town of about 2,700. Jason Hayes leads the city's Chamber of Commerce, but at the height of the shale boom, he worked as a loan officer.
So we tried to warn our clients, you know, this isn't going to be here forever. You know, let's save, let's do this, let's do that. But, you know, with any newfound money, you know, it tends to come in as quick as it goes. It tends to go out as quick as it comes in.
A Houston area company, Southwestern Energy was the first to begin extracting natural gas from the Fayetteville Shale through hydraulic fracturing or fracking. Basically, it's a way of releasing built-up gas by opening up cracks in the underground rock by forcing water, sand, and other chemicals into it. But the energy boom brought numerous complaints of earthquakes, noise, and air and water pollution. Studies found cancer-causing chemicals like benzene and formaldehyde near gas wells in Arkansas, and Clinton even saw fracking chemicals appear in its water supply. So the State Department of Environmental Quality banned new disposal wells in areas that felt the most frequent tremors. Experts say the shale can still produce gas until 2050, but for the last 2 years, fracking has stopped completely. Mervin Jebaraj is the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas Walton College of Business. He says fracking is a costly endeavor, and natural gas prices have fallen.
It is my understanding that, you know, the reserves are part of the problem, but also the price. And so unless you see the price climb up dramatically, you're not going to see a whole lot of activity. So you've seen most of the major players that did participate in the shale play back in its heyday are selling their assets at bargain prices.
The total amount of gas produced in Fayetteville shale counties fell from over 900 billion cubic feet in 2011 to about 600 billion cubic feet last year. Natural gas prices reached a peak of $12 per unit in 2008, but for the past year, that price has struggled to get over the $3 mark. Other companies that followed Southwestern Energy's lead in developing the Fayetteville Shale have already sold their assets to smaller companies. The field's second largest producer, Chesapeake Energy, sold off its stake in the region in 2011. Arkansas Public Media reached out to the two-year-old Flywheel Energy. A spokeswoman replied with a written statement that the company's excited to now have footholds in exploration, production, and transportation. And Flywheel CEO Justin Cope told Business Wire the deal is part of the company's long-term strategy to achieve superior risk-adjusted returns for its investors. Jebaraj says the shale play struck at just the moment it was needed most, just before and during the Great Recession. He says employment growth in the predominantly rural counties in the shale play outpaced the rest of the state during the 2000s.
It's fair to say that the Fayetteville shale play provided sort of a short-term boost to the economy here in Arkansas, like an additional stimulus, if you will, during that recession. So we kind of didn't feel the worst effects of the recession at the time because of the additional jobs that came to the state from the Fayetteville shale play. But when that went away, we kind of went through a little bit. We felt some of the effects of the recession much later than the rest of the nation.
A recent study by oil and gas giant BP shows natural gas consumption last year grew by 3%, the fastest since 2010. The single biggest factor in that growth, China. But any natural gas the U.S. sells to China could be hit with new trade tariffs. China's government already threatened a 25% tariff on U.S. goods, including liquid natural gas. A statement from Flywheel Energy says, quote, "The best is yet to come, and the Fayetteville Shale is uniquely positioned to provide affordable gas for years to come." Jason Hayes hopes that means a return to where his town has already been.
We're hoping that with the transition, it becomes a lot more active around here, and they start working the shale a lot more than you know, the larger company did, because they've invested quite a bit of money, and I don't, look from the outside looking in, you just don't know if they've got enough portfolio to just let something sit, or if that's got to actually be earning its keep.
In Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.